The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time now for our weekly consultation with Dr. Rory Hanley, a general practitioner and columnist with the Irish Medical Times. And we're going to talk about sporting injuries and, Rory, your interest in those, because I imagine as a doctor, you know, you see lots of sporting injuries coming into your clinic. But you're hardly the type, are you, that would want to ban particular sports because people might get hurt, or are you?
Well, you're referring to my views on mixed martial arts, cage fighting, or whatever you call it these days. Look,
well, that's pretty dismissive to start with, cage fighting, whatever you call it these days.
Well, to be perfectly honest about it, I am not anti-contact sports. For a number of years, back in the early 2000s, I actually worked as a ringside volunteer doctor for the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. And I happen to greatly admire amateur boxing as a sport. I think it does wonderful things for young men in communities across Dublin and young women these days as well. I think the amateur boxing ethos and safety record, I think, is outstanding. And as a doctor, I was happy to support that sport.
Even with all the blows to the head?
Yes, because every sport has got a contact risk. You are correct about that. But I would regard amateur boxing as just as safe as rugby, in fact, possibly safer for young men. Because, you see, there were very strict codes and rules in amateur boxing, Matt. There were short rounds, 4 3-minute rounds, typically. At the time, we had headgear, we had standing counts, we had referees, we had medicals before fights. So I felt it was a safe sport. I was happy to be involved in it. And internationally, amateur boxing would be generally regarded as a safe sport. Also, I think the work done by the IABA, I think they get an awful lot of stick because of controversies, but the work they do in some of the most deprived communities in the state is outstanding. So it was a pleasure to be involved. So I'm not one of these, you know, bleeding heart types that hates all contact sports or hates all physical, martial arts type sports. But this mixed martial arts thing, this new phenomenon that's arisen in the last few years, I personally cannot warm to it. I cannot warm to the level of violence.
Why not?
The sheer level of violence, Matt. I mean, I don't regularly watch it, but, you know, I've seen these UFC-type contests, a bit of it on television. Fella's been held down and punched in the face on the ground, kicks flying everywhere. You know, the level and intensity of the violence, even the name, but it's obviously Ultimate Fighting. Like, it's quite clear. I mean, boxing is a clean sport with certain rules, standing counts. This is a much more savage sport, in my view. Now, look, there's two ways you can look at it, okay? We should ban it. Now, look, were I running, the country, that's probably what I would do. But
if you're running the country, are you suddenly giving it that you have some ambitions to do that, Rory?
No, I've no ambitions in that regard. But what I'm trying to say is it's unfeasible. I mean, I can make statements like ban it, but unless you're running the country, unless you're running the sports associations, you're not really in a position to influence those things. So all I can say is, if it exists, it's out of the bottle now. The genie's out of the bottle. We probably just have to make it safer. And at this point, I really have to give credit to Professor Dan Healy. He's a consultant neurologist in Beaumont. And before and after the tragic death of that man in the UFC fight in Dublin in 2016.
Yo Carvalho.
Yes, that tragic incident. Professor Healy has done heroic work, along with other doctors, both in Ireland and the UK, in imposing safety standards on mixed martial arts. And I think he would argue, from having read what he's written, that he's imposed these standards, if they're maintained, are extremely good. So he's in favour of, if you like, regulating and improving standards. He acknowledges there are dangers. Of course there are dangers. He feels improve it. Yeah, I suppose maybe he's right, but my instincts looking at it is I'm just not comfortable with the way society is going, that this is becoming popular, quite frankly.
Okay, but can it be safe, ever safe, or do you just try and limit the risk or be in a position to sort of give as much care and attention as quickly as possible after an inevitable injury has taken place?
I think that's what, in fairness, Professor Healy and his team have been working on. And, you know, it means having doctors ringside. It means having a dedicated ambulance that can get someone to a trauma centre rapidly, Beaumont or wherever. And if that is in place, yes, it is a much safer sport. But, you know, by its very nature, it's not a safe sport. I suppose those of its proponents would argue, well, sure, neither is horse racing a safe sport. Jockeys can fall off and into the head. Neither is rugby a safe sport because you can get a scrum can collapse on a guy's neck. Yes, that is undeniably true. But this is a relatively new sport, if you like. It's arisen in the last few years. I suppose what brought it home to me, Matt, was a friend of mine who's a consultant anaesthetist, an old classmate of mine. I was talking to him. He worked in Canada about 5-6 years ago, and he saw this phenomenon of mixed martial arts kicking off in Canada, and it was kind of low level, not really that greatly regulated, and he was seeing people coming in with their heads kicked in, brain damaged in bits, and he was seeing this happening in Canada, and he was horrified. Where is this coming from? Because he had never seen this sport before, having come from Ireland. And when he came back to Ireland, he started hearing it was kicking off here in Ireland. And he was obviously horrified at the time, and he thought that he, I remember talking to him about it. Now, look, we have improved things an awful lot. The standards are a lot better now, but I'm just not entirely comfortable with this sport. I'm not.
And why is it the trauma injuries? What sort of injuries particularly do you fear from it?
I think it's head injuries primarily I'd be concerned about. Now, look, like I've said, safety standards are there. Maybe we can't ban it. But, I mean, when you compare it to amateur boxing, which I was involved with, I mean, you never saw a guy lying on a canvas being pinned down or punched in the face lying on the ground in amateur boxing. If a guy got a straight shot to the face, you know, the referee would step in and do a standing count. He wasn't repeatedly pummeled until he fell to the canvas. That was not the ethos and code in amateur boxing. And if a guy was in trouble, the fight was just basically stopped, you know. And I had the pleasure of watching some really, really great boxers up to senior level. And, you know, I never really felt there was anybody's life in danger in that ring. And I don't know if I was ringside in UFC, would I ever feel the same? Maybe things have improved, but I just wouldn't be comfortable with it.
You wouldn't have had the opportunity to hear him earlier. Luke Fitzgerald, the former rugby international, was with us, and he's got a catalogue of injuries that forced his retirement, and he lives in constant pain now. Is this something that perhaps is sort of an awful price that an awful lot of our sports people, men and women, amateur and professional, are paying for ever-increasing levels of fitness and strength and speed, but meaning that the collisions are an awful lot worse, that there may be a lot of worse injuries coming out of our sporting activities?
I think you're seeing that a lot, Matt. That's very true. I mean, I'm not a big rugby head. You'd know a lot more about that sport than I would. But from my memory back in the 80s when I was a youngster, rugby players then were half the size that they are now, you know. They were amateurs. They were fellas who were, you know, doing accountancy by day and playing for Ireland at night. Since that game has gone particularly professional, I think you've seen a lot more emphasis on physical strength and bulking up, and as a result the tackles are becoming a lot harder, so you're seeing the kind of almost American football type tackles going on, levels of impact, you know, so that's got to have an impact on fellas. But obviously no one's talking about banning rugby or banning sports like that. So I think what we have to do, all we can do, is recognise the dangers and, you know, maybe say to some players at some point in their career, look, you have to stop now before you do yourself some serious harm.
Listen, briefly before you leave us there, Dr. Rory Hanley, we were also chatting earlier about this RT Investigates documentary last night on Primetime about the hospital consultants and those who are working, not doing perhaps their full public hours and doing more private hours. What do you make of all that?
Well, to be honest, I didn't watch the entire programme, but I got the gist and I read the summary on. Yeah, of course, there are those consultants who aren't doing their duty. Now, there's a very simple way to deal with that. If you have a contractual obligation to do, you know, 30, 40 hours a week, whatever it is, and you're not doing it, then it's a disciplinary matter for the hospital and they should be dismissed, right, or given a chance to improve and then dismissed if they don't. But what this programme didn't seem to really acknowledge, in my view, was that the vast, vast majority of the consultants are actually doing more than their contracted hours. And if every consultant in Ireland was to turn around in the morning and say, OK, we'll just do our contracted hours and nothing more, well, our entire health system would collapse in the morning. And the second issue I would point out is this idea that they can only see 20% private patients. Consultants have no control over who rocks up in the emergency department. And as you may know, 40 to 50% of the population holds private insurance. They rock up at the hospital. They get admitted by a consultant. They are effectively his private patient because they have VHI. He can't turn them away and say, sorry, I've already seen 20%. You just have to go home. Can't do that. So, you know, actually, the system is not very accurate. Of course, if there are those who are messing around and behaving badly, they need to be dealt with. But I think overall, most consultants are working longer than their hours. And this, you know, we need to put that in perspective.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rory Hanley, general practitioner, columnist with the Irish Medical Times.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.